This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Oh, do we have a lot of things to talk about. Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. We don't have a lot of time today. We are off at 4:30 because the Royals are in the Eastern time zone. Coming up in exactly 1 hour, Dr. David Chow will join us on the show. We'll get his thoughts on the injury to Xavier Worthy. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we are going to be joined by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, will be on the show. We will talk to him about the 27-21 loss that the Chiefs had on Friday night in Brazil against the Los Angeles Chargers. We have a lot of things to get into in today's show. Usually, this is where I would give you guys a little bit of a task and a responsibility. That changes during football season. Rob, I only need you to do one thing for me as we kick this week's shows off. Hit the music! I need you guys to do me one favor today. I need you to raise your hand if your team is undefeated. Can you imagine going through the entire summer and you've already seen your team lose? Some of you have seen your team lose twice. Can't relate. Embarrassing. We're losing home games to Army. Embarrassing. You're losing to your rival? Never. That would never happen to me. Football, beat them. Basketball, beat them. Turn it up, Rob. Rob heard this in Dolby Digital on Saturday afternoon. We'll get to the Chiefs in a bit. The rivalry is back. I see why Bill Self didn't want to play us. You can't beat us. Plus, we're taking your recruits now in basketball. Let's get to it, Rob. All right. The tone of the show is about to change. Some of you are going to be upset. It's just 1 week. I know. The Chiefs are likely still going to win their division. The Chiefs are likely still going to go to the AFC Championship game. We have to talk about what happened on Friday. We are not going to act like Friday didn't happen, especially when you had all summer and the blood should have been boiling from losing to the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And for your quarterback to come out and say that you played flat on both sides of the ball after losing the Super Bowl, after a summer of being doubted by just about everybody in the national media, for you to kick off the season against a team in your division and be told that that was the team that is going to pass you and to come out flat is unacceptable. This is going to be one of the opens where I know when I look at the text line, you guys are like, well, what about this? I can't talk about the whole 3-hour game in the first 10 minutes of the show. Trust me, we got time. We got all week. Let's start with the offense. This is the first analogy I'm going to make for the week. And maybe I'll butcher this, but I'm going to try to the best of my ability. Some of you build things for a living. You're really handy. Now, I'm just guessing, but something tells me when you go to Home Depot or Lowe's and they tell you to get a piece of board, they tell you to get a little bit more of the wood than you would possibly need. Because if you mess up or don't cut it correctly, you still got enough that you can kind of work over your mistake. What we have seen the Chiefs do on offense for the last handful of years is give Patrick Mahomes just enough where if everybody is healthy, you can have a really good offense. But everybody hasn't been healthy. And this offseason, for an offense last year that was 15th in points scored, the Chiefs kind of had the mindset of, well, we got enough on offense until you didn't have enough on offense. Everybody knew that Rashee Rice was going to be suspended at some point this offseason. Maybe we thought it could be in October, but no one thought that the Chiefs were going to be able to avoid one of their players pleading guilty to two felonies. You knew that he was going to miss some time. This offseason, you still did basically nothing to improve the running back room. And we had talked about that all offseason to the point you guys told me, stop talking about it, stop talking about it. Oh, I got stats today. You invested in past their prime wide receivers where you knew if one thing potentially goes wrong, you are going to put yourself in a spot. And guess what happened on the first drive of the season? An injury happens. Well, when you invest in 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", 160-pound wide receivers, sometimes they break. You saw that happen last year with Hollywood Brown. It happened this year in week one with Xavier Worthy. These guys are running into each other, colliding, and sometimes guys get injured. I tell you guys this all the time. Football is not a game of, well, maybe we'll have to deal with injuries. You will 100% have to deal with injuries. That's the nature of the game. And my frustration watching their offense that has the best coach in the National Football League and the best quarterback in the National Football League is routinely, since they traded Tyreek Hill, they have just given him bargain basement prices to work with. That was a 6-win offense with Patrick Mahomes on their team that did everything he could to kind of cobble it together, whether it's running the ball, whether it was a big throw on fourth down. They just don't have a lot of firepower around their starting quarterback, and this was a problem that we have identified for years, and they continue to recycle Juju Smith-Schuster and Hollywood Brown and continue to look for the Jerick McKinnon type or bring in Elijah Mitchell. They just don't have enough explosiveness on offense. Let me give you some stats. I don't want to just ramble this whole time. Can I give you some stats? Out of the last 295 carries that they have gotten from either Isaiah Pacheco or Kareem Hunt, one of those carries have gone for at least 20 yards. Four of those carries have gone for at least 15 yards. They either don't run the football. They ran 11 run plays on Friday. 11. You didn't try to run the football on Friday, which has been a theme and a problem for this team when the offense stalls. So you either don't try to run the football, like they didn't try to run the football on Friday, or when you do actually commit to running the football, you get zero explosiveness in the run game. I hear you guys tell me all the time about how important it is to protect Patrick Mahomes, and no one denies that. But part of protecting Patrick Mahomes is giving him better weapons. And the team spent $21 million this offseason for a player who did not play in the game. That'd have been really good if you had gave him a running back, really good if you had split that money up and gave him another wide receiver, but you spent $21 million. I get it. Joshua Simmons fell in your lap. You had to do something different, but their big home run swing on offense doesn't currently start for them. Then you brought back Juju Smith-Schuster. They gave you kind of nothing on offense. You brought back Hollywood Brown. I can give you the numbers on Hollywood Brown. Do you know how hard it is to be thrown the ball 16 times in an NFL game and have less than 100 yards? I'm serious. Do you know how hard it is for a quarterback to target you 16 times? Almost one in every four passes for the Chiefs on Friday went in the direction of Hollywood Brown, and he had 99 yards. 49 of them happened on one play that was largely Patrick Mahomes. He's the only quarterback, I believe, in the league that would have completed that pass. Fourth quarter, back up against the wall. We got to make a play. I'm going to scramble to my right. Who's down there? I got to make a play in some capacity. Long completion. I know stats don't work this way, but follow me for a bit. If you subtract the 49-yard catch that he had late in the game, he had 9 catches for 50 yards up until that point on 15 targets. Hollywood Brown is not explosive anymore. Whether it's the injuries, whether it's age, sometimes we all do this, and I'm guilty of it. We think that surgery and time helps you bounce back to what you were when you were 24 years old. I don't know what that explosiveness is ever coming back from Hollywood Brown. Juju doesn't have a lot of explosiveness. You guys know how I feel about Travis Kelce. You can be mad if you want to. I don't think that Travis Kelce is explosive anymore. I think he's a 35-year-old player in a league full of 20-somethings. That usually doesn't add up. If you're telling me that the mistakes from Patrick Mahomes in the offense are on deep passes to Tyquan Thornton, you are making my point. He used to make those long passes to Tyreek Hill. He used to make those long passes to Travis Kelce. Now it's hoping you connect downfield with Tyquan Thornton, who wasn't a good enough wide receiver for the New England Patriots. I don't want to act like the sky is falling, but some of the issues that they had offensively, they are the exact same issues that they had all of last season. And at no turn this offseason did the Chiefs show you any urgency in trying to improve those flaws. They showed you urgency on the offensive line. They didn't show any urgency in the running back room. They didn't show any urgency at wide receiver. In fact, they brought back the same aging wide receivers and hoped that everybody could stay healthy. Everybody didn't stay healthy. That's how football works. I thought Patrick Mahomes did almost everything he could to carry a very mediocre offensive roster. And maybe you think this is me caping for Patrick Mahomes because he comes on the show. You're entitled to feel how you feel. I don't think their offense is explosive at all. Not one bit. They don't run the football enough. They can't run the football when they try to run the football. And they have given Patrick Mahomes a bunch of wide receivers who are really good on Madden 17. It's 2025. Hollywood is not an explosive player at this point in his career. Juju is not an explosive player in his career. Tyquan Thornton, if we're going off where he was drafted, is a bust. Travis Kelce, we think, is going to retire in 7 months. They got to figure out a way to get some pop, some sizzle in their offense over these next couple of weeks as guys try to get back and get healthy. And then you got to knock on wood and hope that you can keep all of those guys healthy at the same time. And they haven't been able to do that for a calendar year. Trust me, I got a lot to say about the defense. We'll talk about them next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 3-time Super Bowl champion, Patrick Mahomes. Join CDOT every Tuesday at 3:15, exclusively on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Oh, trust me, I have a lot to say about the defense, too. We'll get to that momentarily. I want to remind you guys that Monday's football coverage is brought to you by Busey Bank, where they're focused on your success. At Busey Bank, they've been building business and growing wealth since 1868. Learn more at buseybank.com. I want to read some of these texts, and then we'll talk about the defense. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, I agree with what you're saying, but calling out the weaknesses in the offense is easy. We can't go back in time. I'm more interested in what they should do moving forward this season to improve the weapons. There's nothing the Chiefs can do to improve their weapons over the next 6 weeks. There is no improvements. There's no additions that you are making to improve your team in early September. Like, some of the things that we say over the summer, when you guys are like, oh, how can you question Brett Veach? Some of these things are just kind of easy to see happening. All offseason, I kept saying, man, I wish they had done more at running back. Man, I wish they had done more at running back. Man, I wish they had done with the Broncos. Oh, shut up, Broncos dot, Chargers dot. Okay, all right. Running back's kind of important. Now, you guys are telling me Andy doesn't run the football. So, one of two things. Either you think Andy is stupid, which you might think that. Maybe you just think, hey, the Chiefs have this really effective run game. Andy has no interest in running the ball. He knows nothing what he is talking about. Or Andy doesn't run the ball because he doesn't think they can run the ball effectively. Because after you lose Xavier Worthy, your best offensive option in the game, the fact then they still had no interest in running the football tells me they don't think they can run it very well. We watched these games. Did you see an offensive line that was dominating the line of scrimmage where if they had really committed to running the football, they would have ran the football successfully? Because that's not what I saw them do. I gave you the stats. Out of their last 295 carries, they have one carry that has gone at least 20 yards and four that has gone 15. They do not get explosiveness. Their number two back, we all consider him to be a short yardage grinder on third and two, third and four. They need more than that offensively. So I hear what you're saying. I'm interested in how they can improve the weapons either. I'm just telling you, there is no improving the weapons. This is who you got. So their plan on improving the weapons is, Pat, go be special. And Pat almost won them the game. He was amazing in the second half of the game. He's falling to the ground. He makes a throw. He makes a throw down the field. Like, it was a lot of him and Andy scheming up and trying to make the best out of the situation that they have offensively. They just don't have a lot of dogs on that side of the ball. This is the last analogy I'll make for the offense, and I promise you we'll get to the defense because they share in this too. I think the argument that outsiders make about the Chiefs and the one-score game is this. If you're a boxer and you don't have the ability to knock out anybody and every single fight that you're in goes to the cards and goes to a decision, anything can happen. If you don't have the ability to put another fighter on his back, and you don't have the ability for a seventh round knockout, and every single time it is going to go the distance, and you allow the other team to take punishment on you, it makes the fight unpredictable. If there's one thing we know about the Chiefs is over these next 4 or 5 weeks, you are just going to keep playing close games. Sunday is going to be close. The game against the Giants will likely be close. Like, they just find themselves in these close games because this offense just doesn't have the haymaker that can just knock anybody's lights out. It was a lot of dink and dunk. It was a lot of death by a thousand cuts, a lot of paper cuts, and matriculating the ball down the field. And it can work for a time period, but a lot of things got to go right in order for you to win every single fight by decision. And actually, what I'm more disappointed in, more so than the offense, it's their defense. It is inexcusable, the defensive effort that they got with the amount of guys they got back. The offense at least has a built-in excuse, you know? I mean, your number one wide receiver is suspended. Your number two wide receiver went out very early on. I mean, key resources that they have spent on their offense was just seemingly out of the game. So you got to adjust on the fly, and you are leaning and trusting on your defense to step up and make a play. As much as we talk about coach and quarterback, football is the ultimate team game, and you need everybody pushing and pulling in the same direction. Their defense was bad on Friday night. That's as well as I've seen Justin Herbert play. And I know that I've been very critical of Herbert over this summer, and I don't walk back anything that I've said. He scored 40 against the Oklahoma City Thunder as James Harden in September. That's not how I'm evaluating how good you are. But Herbert, I mean, 25 of 34, 318 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. I mean, he made Quentin Johnston look like a first-round pick. Ladd McConkey has 74 yards. Keenan Allen, who wasn't on a team on July 31st, had 68 yards receiving. They got a little bit of something from everybody in the matchup. Herbert was good. He evaded rush. He made the big play at the end of the game to move the chains and go ahead and seal the game. And this is where you got to be critical of Chris Jones. It was very telling at the end of the game. It is obvious what Drew Tranquil was yelling at him for. Hey, do your job. You can read his mouth. I'm trying to win a game. We don't have time for you to be selfish. Chris Jones is trying to get upfield and try to get a sack. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get a sack. He loses containment. Herbert reads that he misses containment. Loops out, makes a big play, gets the first down. He slid in a very ceremonial way, get off the field, and that was all she wrote. The offensive issues to me are understandable. I can't tell you why their defense was as bad as it was on Friday. It doesn't make sense to me. Not with the amount of money that you spent on the defensive line, not with everybody that you have healthy, not with the amount of money and veteran leadership that you have in that linebacker room, not with Spags, one of the great defensive coordinators in the history of the league, not with the continuity that you have on this team. There was very little that the Chiefs did well on defense on Friday. They didn't get great pressure. They didn't contain. They weren't great in coverage outside of Trent McDuffie. There is not a lot of positives that I can tell you about the way that their defense played. I'm probably more confident in their defense, as funny as it sounds. They just have the continuity, I think, to fix it, where this is largely the same defense that you had. We're not talking about a defense that you think you really got to turn some things over. Now, you got a couple of new pieces in the secondary. You got to get Noel Williams up to speed as a rookie. Christian Fulton missed a lot of time due to training camp, a lot of time in St. Joe. He'll get better over time. I mean, this is the same defense for the most part that was ranked top five last year. I don't think we're talking about the worst defense of the National Football League or anything close to it. So if you're asking me, which of the two units do I expect at the end of the month to be further along? I think the answer is clearly the defense because they have the pieces and the continuity to do it. At least that's where I am, Rob. Which side of the ball are you more disappointed in as we are reacting to the loss on Friday night?
Oh, which side I'm more disappointed in is the obvious question, is the obvious answer. It's the defense. Carrington, I was texting with friends on Friday night and talking to people I watched the game with, and everyone had the same reaction. Wasn't the pass rush supposed to be better? There were two things the Chiefs talked about all offseason long. Number one was getting more explosive on offense. Number two was getting the pass rush back to where it was supposed to be. They used to be a top five pass rushing unit. They were like, what, 17 last year? They talked about getting more sacks. They brought a Minnehu back. They gave Karloftis the extension. Like, they did things and they operated like a team that felt like we're getting back to our roots. We're going to be a better pass rushing team. All of this. with a line that was missing arguably one of the best left tackles in football, the Chargers mauled the Chiefs D-line. There were times where Justin Herbert could have done a count to 10 Mississippi before throwing to an open target. I am way more concerned about the defense. We just see it differently. The offense, we get the problems. They have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. I think they'll figure it out. The defense, I thought it was continuity, pass rush, bing, bang, boom, here we go. It looked like a defense that had seven new starters. It was just bad. And Chris Jones makes a lot of money, and George Karloftis makes a lot of money. And Charles Omenihu, I mean, it's not a lot of money, but he's making a nice NFL paycheck, and they couldn't get past a backup right tackle. They couldn't get past an O-line that last year was a struggle in the NFL. I am far more concerned about the defense. Like, the offense looks like it's hurtling toward another 14th in the league type of energy, but the defense does not look like a top five unit, not right now. And that was the unit that was supposed to hit the ground running, and they did not hit the ground running.
Someone on the text line said, "C-Dot, all summer you positioned for Trent McDuffie to get a new contract. Where was he at?" The issue, I didn't see the issue was with Trent McDuffie. I thought Trent McDuffie actually played pretty well. They were not really targeting Trent McDuffie. They were targeting the other guys when it came to that defense. They were targeting Jalen Watson. They were not targeting Trent McDuffie. He was not the issue, I thought, on Friday. Now, granted, he's part of that secondary. He has to wear some of that, too. It's not like you saw Trent McDuffie out there getting picked on. I don't know why you would really throw at Trent McDuffie right now with all the other options that they have and a lot of the inexperience that they have on the other side, especially for a team in the Chargers where you got a couple of different options to be able to go in some different places. Ladd McConkey is one of the best slot receivers in the National Football League. Keenan Allen played pretty well. He had 7 catches for 68 yards, scored a touchdown. Quentin Johnston, he's very, very hit or miss. Who knows what you'll get on a game-by-game basis. He'll drop some of the easy stuff, and then he'll make a difficult play. I think we knew that the Chargers had a little bit of juice. They had some weapons. It's a team that made the playoffs last year, a team that won double digits, and they look like a team that you're going to have to worry about a little bit in the AFC. My issue, going back to what you were talking about, Rob, is their pass rush just seemed non-existent for a team that you've spent a lot of money on Chris Jones, and we consider him to be a Canton guy. You spent a lot of money a month ago on George Karloftis, and it felt like he was a step slow on almost every single big play that they had on Friday. And you and I spoke a lot about Charles Omenihu and this being a really important contract kind of year for Charles Omenihu. Was he playing? Because I didn't hear his name. I didn't see him. I can't remember an impact play that Charles Omenihu made on Friday. It's go time. This is a contract year. You're fully healthy. You don't have any suspension hanging over your head. You're fully healed from your injury. It's kind of go time for Charles Omenihu. That's why, at least for me, if you're talking about I got a point at one unit on the field that you were going to express the most disappointment, it's their defensive line. It's guys that have been in this system, guys that you know, guys that you expect to play at a really, really high level. And if you're going to maintain being one of those five best defenses in the National Football League, you need your stars to play like stars. The contract that they gave George Karloftis anticipates that he can be a star. You know that Chris Jones is one of those kind of players. Charles Omenihu, contract year, trying to put a big season together, trying to go get that big payday that has avoided him so far in his career. You bring back Mike Dana. You bring back Derek Nnadi. They certainly got the pieces where their defensive line shouldn't have been dominated the way that it was on Friday night.
And again, not only was their defensive line dominated, which is concerning, it was very concerning. This was not the 0-3 Chiefs offensive line. That wasn't Willie Rove, Brian Waters, Will Shields, John Tate pushing around this Chiefs D-line. That was a left tackle who a month ago was practicing at right tackle and a team that didn't have Rashawn Slater. That was the offensive line. Now, Jim Harbaugh is a great offensive mind. He can probably scheme around it. Look at his teams. They always have good offensive lines. I get it. But this was not the best offensive line in the NFL. This is an offensive line we view in the bottom third of the league, and maybe we're viewing them wrong, but this is not the Eagles that they're facing this week. The Eagles are going to push this defensive line around, because if Joe Alt, who's playing out of position, looks like a Hall of Famer for a night, I can only imagine what Lane Johnson's going to do, what Jordan Mailata's going to do, what an offensive line who makes a lot of money to push people around is going to do. the Eagles are not perfect, and we'll talk about them throughout the week, but their offensive line looked good against the Cowboys, and the Chargers' offensive line looked great against the Chiefs, and that is suddenly a massive concern heading into Sunday against the Eagles.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, should we have paid Bolton? I know you won't hate on your MU guys. Sometimes I wonder, am I talking to myself when we're on this thing? Rob, what's the thing that we all summer kept talking about when it came to the contracts and what you and I value? Is it not positional value? Is that not what we said all summer? Hey, positional value matters. Maybe they shouldn't be spending money on these things, and it should be. Oh, shut up. You guys don't know what you're talking about. Trust in Beach. Okay. All right. I mean, I don't know what you guys want me to say. I left it alone. I told you guys from the very beginning I wouldn't have paid Nick Bolton. I wouldn't have spent that much money on an interior linebacker. I just wouldn't have done it, especially one that can't cover. Said that all summer I wouldn't have done it. You guys told me to shut up. Talk Royals. Okay, all right, I'm leaving it alone. I don't got nothing to do with it. I was like, okay, you got it. I told you guys all offseason I would have built the Chiefs differently than how they built the team. They took one swing on offense. He doesn't play for them. Like, look at their moves this offseason. They took one swing on offense. He is a backup for them.
Unless you count re-signing a right guard, which, again, this is the positional value show.
100%. Can we talk about the confusion that I have about something? I don't want to just bash on the Chiefs all day. I'm not maybe as worried as it sounds, at least based on the first 30 minutes of the show. Can we talk about the confusion? Now, I saw on Thursday, Jalen Carter got ejected from the game. And Jalen Carter should have been ejected from the game. You cannot spit on other players. That goes without saying. The referee saw the action, was very swift with the flag and the ejection, and we believe that Jalen Carter is either going to be suspended for the upcoming game against Kansas City or is going to face a pretty significant fine, as he should. I'm not here defending Jalen Carter's action in any way. But I'm sitting there watching the game, and I saw a player, Rick James, smack Travis Kelce right in front of the official. And they throw a flag. And I'm expecting that this player is going to be ejected from the game, especially when every single NFL game we watched this season, they have told me time and time again how important sportsmanship is and that they're cracking down on sportsmanship. I can't think of anything more unsportsmanlike than slapping the opposition. That seems like the definition of unsportsmanlike conduct, especially when we're cracking down on guys flexing and guys talking to each other. Wait, we can just smack each other and it's the same penalty as yelling in his face? That doesn't make any sense to me. So they go to the rules expert. I can't remember the guy's name, but you know, they had a rules expert. And then he's explaining, because I'm like, I'm confused. I'm sitting there. Hey, how are you allowed to stay in the game if this is a new emphasis on sportsmanship and just being better sports and doing all those things? And we just saw him smack another player. And then for them to try to explain it, well, he hit him with the open hand. If it had been a closed hand, then he would have been ejected. But the fact that it was with an open hand means that it's just a 15-yard penalty. Wait, hold on. You were telling me that smacking another player is the same penalty as trying to dunk the football in the goalpost? That's what you're telling me? You're telling me that smacking the other team is the same penalty that you would get standing over them after a big tackle? Text line, make it make sense. I'm not here to be a homer for the Chiefs. I'm just somebody that watches the NFL. And all week, I heard them tell me how important sportsmanship is, and this is how much they're cracking down. And on a game in which 17 million people watched, we saw a player smack maybe the most popular player in the National Football League, and they're trying to tell me, I mean, it really wasn't that bad because his hand was open. You shouldn't be able to do that. And then that same player then goes on social media and basically mocks that he smacked him. Come on, now you can't make this up. This is ridiculous. Either you guys really care about sportsmanship and you're cracking down on it, or we're just here for fun. We're here for just vibes. It doesn't make any sense. Can anybody explain that to me? 913-586-7965. Because honestly, now with this new bit of information, Jalen Carter just should have smacked Dak Prescott. I'm serious. He just should have smacked him. He just should have went up to him and said, hey, did you spit on me? Oh, you did? Psh, he just should have smacked him right then and there. And he could have stayed in the game. He could have kept playing if he had done that. If he had just went up to Dak Prescott and asked him, what did the five fingers say to the face, and backhand smacked him, then we wouldn't have spent all day on Friday arguing about what a penalty would have been. He would have just got a 15-yard penalty. He would have got fined $15,000 for smacking him, told not to smack him again, and we all could have moved on with our life.
The defense of it was open hand just absolutely boggles the mind.
That made no sense.
That's a punch. I know it's a slap, but he punched that man in the head. Like, that is by – I was literally sitting there astonished he wasn't ejected. Just – honest to God. And then he kept making plays. That's what made it worse. It wasn't just that he got away with what should have been an ejection, like an obvious ejection.
100%.
But then the game continues and he is making a huge impact in the game, a game he should be watching from the sideline. He should be sitting there with no helmet. Like in college football, they would have sent you to the locker room. But instead, he gets to keep playing because open hand. And then he might have been the most impactful defensive player the Chargers had. He kept making plays. The two-point conversion, he was a problem for the Chiefs, and he should have never been in the game.
I don't have a problem with him not being ejected. I really don't. I don't have a problem with it. I just want consistency from the league. And every year, I feel like this is what we ask for. We just ask for consistency. And to have your rules expert say, basically, it is okay to smack the other team, just don't punch the other team, is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's no other way to put it. It's ridiculous. He smacked Travis Kelce during the game. We all saw that he smacked him. He has spent the last couple of days mocking that he smacked him, and there was essentially no severe penalty for him smacking him. Wild, crazy. I'm sorry. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm telling you. Jalen Carter, he should have just smacked him. Jalen Carter should have just walked up to Dak Prescott and smacked him. Someone said, CDOT, that wasn't a slap. That was a palm strike. Okay, no. That's, you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense to me. I actually really did learn something as we were watching the game on Friday. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. David Chow. We're going to get his thoughts on the injury to Xavier Worthy. I want to go back and I want to read this tweet, and then I want to tell you guys what I learned on Friday. CDOT, I'm confused. Do you watch the NFL? Show me an offense that looks good without their two top wide receivers. This would be like the Vikings with no Justin Jefferson or the Bengals not having Ja'Marr Chase. I'm not going to let the Chiefs use Rashee Rice as an excuse for the first six games of the season. We have all known at some point that a suspension was going to happen. This did not pop up out of nowhere. This did not catch the Chiefs off guard or by surprise. We all knew that he was going to be suspended. The analogy that I made at the beginning about somebody that goes out and you're trying to build, so you just try to get a little bit more rope than you need in case something goes wrong. My frustration with the Chiefs this offseason and how they built their team was it didn't give them any margin for error if anybody in their offense got injured. Xavier Worthy is 5'11 and weighs 165 pounds and plays tackle football for a living. Eventually, he was going to get hurt. This is not a surprise to me. This will happen again in his career. He's just a really small guy. And if your job is to be brought to the ground, eventually things break. Something broke with Xavier Worthy. I think the Chiefs are actually going to end up being okay, and he's not going to miss nearly as much time as we think. We'll talk to Dr. David Chow about it more in a bit. So you're right. A lot of teams, hey, you lose these couple of guys. I mean, they kind of had some time to prepare for it. This offseason, in free agency, they brought back Hollywood Brown. I don't know how much Hollywood has left in the tank. Friday was the game to show us. He got 16 targets on Friday and had less than 100 yards. Before the long pass down the middle of the field, he had 9 catches for 50 yards and was thrown the ball 15 times. That is an insane volume to not really have a whole lot to show for it based on what you did. In the running back room, I mean, they're kind of in the exact same spot. If they have an injury to their running back room like they had last year, they are going to be in the same position where they are scrambling. All I was asking the Chiefs to do this offseason was to stock up for the winter and stock up for what if something goes wrong? Because it's football. Something goes wrong. Some of you have small children. You go on vacation. You got to prepare for an emergency. You got to prepare for your kid to pee on himself. You got to be prepared that your kid is going to be sick. You can't look up and be surprised. Something will likely go wrong when you travel with a 5-year-old. So you got to prepare. You got to have the iPad charged up. You got to have juice. You got to have snacks. We knew that the Chiefs were going to not have Rashee Rice for some portion of the season. And they brought back Juju. They brought back Hollywood Brown. They didn't really pick up any addition to the running back room. And hey, Pat, go figure it out. They took one swing in free agency, and that guy did not play a single snap for them. So you're right. There's not a lot of teams that could withstand injuries or losing key pieces and key players. They haven't really put themselves in a position where their roster can absorb an injury if something happens. So now they're in a position, they got to figure it out. Help is not coming. Maybe they trade for Tyreek Hill. They ain't trading for Tyreek Hill on September 12th. Maybe they do on October 12th. They ain't trading for him right now. They got the Eagles coming up. They got the Giants and that defense coming up in a couple of weeks. They got Baltimore. Now, that defense didn't look nearly as good as we thought it was. It was certainly good on paper. It was not good in the wild. But you're going up against playoff teams, really capable defenses, and they just don't have a lot of pop. They don't have a lot of sizzle. And that's my issue with the Chiefs offense. They just don't have a lot of sizzle. And when you have the most sizzle quarterback in the history of the game and not to have really any sizzle anywhere else, that's where the explosive plays comes from. The pass plays that he's missing now to Tyquan Thornton, those passes used to go to Tyreek Hill, a 27, 28, 28-year-old. Now they go to Tyquan Thornton on his second team as a failed second-round pick for the New England Patriots. So some of this is just, I've always wanted them to give Pat more, and put more weapons around him. I want to put my quarterback in the best possible position to be a dog. And I've said this for 2 years now, and you guys have just mocked me for it. It is not a surprise to me that that Patrick Mahomes' numbers have eroded as Travis Kelce's athleticism has also. when you had him as one of the 10 best pass catchers in the game and an explosive player that could take a 10-yard pass and make it a 60-yard pass, now that you remove that element from your offense, you see at times how much of a struggle it can be for them to just grind it out offensively. I want to talk about this before Dr. David Chow comes on the show. We are all old. Now, I'm not telling you something you don't know, but it was very, very obvious watching the broadcast. They were not trying to appeal to me or to you at all. I know who Mr. Beast is, but I don't know who Mr. Beast is. I'm not watching his content. I'm not following his content. He is not part of my life. Roger Goodell was doing commercials with Mr. Beast. I don't know who this destroying person is. I mean, I know they're a YouTuber, and I'm assuming they're really popular. Like the NFL, they're not just having fledgling content creators on there. He was like a prominent part of their broadcast. It was like somebody in the NFL had an idea of what would appeal to a 17-year-old. And I'm perfectly fine with that. Like, I'm going to watch the game anyway. They've already got my dollars. They've already got my attention. I understand them trying to appeal to different audiences. That's why you go to Brazil. That's why you play games in Germany. Like, the NFL is trying to get everybody to be a fan. But it was very obvious we are not the market that they are trying to advertise to anymore. We are not their target demographic. What's that one GIF? I don't know where it comes from, but it's the guy that's like, how do you do, kids? That's kind of how the NFL felt. Like, it's this old product that was trying to, like, look hip and young and cool for the younger generation. Because I know you guys were sitting there watching the same thing that I was thinking, like, I don't know who that is. It came off as just kind of corny to me, just kind of cheesy. And I get it. Most of that YouTube content creator stuff is kind of corny and kind of cheesy. I'm just not the intended audience for what they were trying to do. I've never really felt old watching an NFL show before. Never. Normally, I think it's kind of built towards us. You know, they play the big music and the big open. They give us the highlights, the NFL films. Like, you know, they're trying to get you in that football vibe. That is not what they were trying to do on YouTube. They were trying to get your daughter into football. They were trying to get your high school age son into football. And it just felt like that's who the content was geared for, which, hey, I get it. Again, they already got me as a fan, so I'm not complaining. They're trying to expand. They're trying to get younger, and they certainly did. I want to play one thing for you because I don't think I've actually ever heard this before. The Brazilian national anthem, it kind of slapped a little bit. Rob, don't lie. When you kind of heard this, you were kind of like, hey, I kind of like this. I was like bobbing my head a little bit. I was trying to wonder, can we upgrade our national anthem? Can we add a little seasoning to our national anthem? Because I heard this and the people were dancing and singing. I never wanted to dance and sing when I've heard our national anthem. Not once. Turn this up. Listen to this. They got a little bop to it. Okay, all right. I like this. I'm telling you, I realize hearing our national anthem and then hearing the Brazilian national anthem side by side, it let me know that our national anthem is lacking a little bit of seasoning. It is. It's lacking a little bit of oregano. It needs some Mrs. Dash. It needs some something. Because the Brazilian national anthem, it had it.
It's like spoken like someone who doesn't watch a lot of international soccer. There's a lot of national anthems that they just hit. I went to a Uruguay United States game at Arrowhead once. Uruguay's national anthem gets people moving and bopping around. Like, it is not surprising as a soccer fan that people are now experiencing other national anthems and thinking to themselves, huh, that one's pretty good too.
I'm telling you, I was impressed. I'm serious. I was very, very impressed with the Brazilian national anthem. I don't know how we can maybe update it. Like, we've had this song for long enough, you know? Like, maybe it's time. Sometimes things run its course, you know? We can't add a little flair to it. We can't add a little sauce to the national anthem. I'm all for it. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. David Chow to get the latest on Xavier Worthy. What happened? What was his injury? How quickly can he come back? We'll find out together. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.